topic I'd like to speak about this evening is the theme of matzah. We'll just begin with a brief discussion of psukim, and hopefully we'll get a chance to come back to it, although time is limited. Eyes will work for another few months. Okay. As you know, we generally designate the holiday that we're about to celebrate the next number of weeks. We generally call it Chag HaPesach. But of course, the Torah itself defines it not as Chag HaPesach, but rather as Chag HaMatzos. There is also a Chag HaPesach, and indeed it's even possible, a topic for another discussion perhaps, that Erev Pesach, what we call Erev Pesach, is really Chag HaPesach. Indeed, that's the view of apparently some Rishonim, and certainly a number of Achronim, that the time of the preparation of and the Oda, the Kodem Pesach, constitutes a Chag B'fnei Atzmo, that's the view of the Gro and others, and that is Pesach. But generally, the Torah itself, when it defines the entire holiday, the seven-day period, defines it as Chag HaMatzos. Of course, that requires some understanding, especially if we understand that the Achilas Kodem Pesach, at least, is a mitzvah on that night. Moreover, there is matzah and there is maror, although there may be two aspects of matzah and only one of maror. In any case, why dafka chag hamatzos? More important than that is just to note the psukim, to note that in the psukim we have very confusing indications about the relationship between chametz and matzah, and especially the time period for matzah. In Parshas Emma and Pinchas and Re'eh, and earlier in Parshas Bo, and those Parshas in Shemos that deal with the mitzvah of Chag HaMatzos, the strong indication seems to be that the Chag lasts 7 days, and that all 7 days it is characterized by the mitzvah of Matzah. And yet, of course, the Gemara tells us in the end of Pesachim, that it's not so, that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is limited by Erev Toch HaMatzos, to that one night, indeed that one Kezayis, and it's very hard to understand why the Psukim apparently mislead us. In other words, the Torah Shir Baal Peh explains to us how it is that we know that it's not true, that in fact one fulfills the Chiyuv of Matzah with the first Kezayis. But it doesn't exactly explain to us why the Torah itself intentionally formulated the mitzvah in such a way that it could have been misleading if not for the Masorah. That's something that requires an understanding. Again, if you look, for example, in various parshios, this theme of the misleading formulation of Torah Shebe'ah Tzav is a pervasive one. In Shemos Perek Beis Pasuk Tezvav, we're told Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochein, that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is 7 days. And then we're told, interestingly enough, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisus Omi Batechem, followed by an ambiguous key. Ki kol ha'ochel chametz v'nichrasa miyom ha'rishon ad yom ha'shvi'i. Does the key refer to ach yom ha'rishon tashbisu? Ki kol ha'ochel chametz v'nichrasa miyom ha'rishon ad yom ha'shvi'i? In other words, the key is limited only to the second part of the pasuk relating specifically to the Yisra chametz. Or does the key also refer to the first part of the pasuk, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochenu, in which case, if you want to skip the middle, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochenu, Ki Kol Ochel Chametz V'Nichrasam Yom HaRishon Av Yom HaShvi. In other words, it's a 7 day period of Achilas Matzah, because eating Chametz on this period would constitute a violation of Kites. In which case, if the Torah is saying both of these things at the same time, but is also saying, linking the very beginning and the very end of the Pasuk, there seems to be a very suggestive link between Chametz and Matzah, which seems to underlie the Torah's misleading, but intentionally, in which case it's not misleading, conceptually important, we'll call it, formulation. The truth is that it's not only in those psukim, but in the others as well. In the two psukim after that, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Zayin, we're told, "Ushmartem es hamatzos." Okay, that's not a problem in terms of the amount of days, but then raises questions what the relationship is between mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and that which it's being nishmar from, and that of course is the Isur of Chametz. Rashi on the spot, quoting Chazal, v'yishmartem is min achimetz. Although it's also interesting, I don't think I have time to develop this tonight, but this also becomes a metaphor not only for matzos but for mitzvahs, and for the very concept of zrizim and shmira, that relates more generally to all mitzvahs. And surely that's telling that the matzah mitzvah, this play on word, is going to be used to characterize this broader theme of Shmira and Zrizas. Try to understand matzah in a certain way that maybe will allow us to appreciate that broader connection more fully. In the continuation of the Parashat Bo, Pasuk Yudches, Yudches, Kof, so they were told Be'er Tocha Matzos, but again, the continuation of the Pasuk seems to link the general obligation all the way to the 21st day. Shiva Siyamim Se'onle Yimatzeh Vatechem, Kol Machmetz Eslo Sochele, clearly the Easter of Chametz is all 7 days. But then again, the end of the Parsha tells us that the Kol Moshe Lasechem Tochu Matzos, seemingly as if it relates to the same time period. And the next parak in Parshas Bo, parak in Yinov, Pesukim Zav to Zion, again it's even more explicit, Shivas Yamim, Tocha Matzos, Matzos Yeyachal, Eish Shivas Yamim, V'lo Yeroel Lecha Chametz. So again we have two more Pesukim, in which we have this strange formulation of 7 days of Achilas Matz. But of course, in the Ikar Parsha of the Moadim, Parshas Emor, Yipra Parak Chav Yinov, Pasuk Vav, here we have the characterization of the entire Yom Tov as Chag HaMatzos LaHashem. But again we're told, Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu, in Pinchas, in the context of its discussion of the Moedim, in Kabanos, we're told that it's a Chag Shivas Yamim Matzos Yeyachel. Again, in all the Parshios. And then finally, Parshios Re'e, there's the Zayin Pasuk Gimel and Ches, Pasuk Gimel, Lotochal Olav Chametz, Shivas Yamim, Tochal Olav Matzos, Lechem Oni. And then Pasuk Ches, we're told, Sheshes Yamim Tocha Matzah, so it's on this basis that the Gemara Pesach and Daf Kuf Kaf, Rashi quotes in Al-Atar, explain that since the Pasuk says Sheshes Yamim, earlier it said Shivas Yamim, so this teaches you that this is the hint in Torah Shabbat Peh, that the hint in Torah Shabbat Peh, from which Torah Shabbat Peh understands that only the first day, Be'erv Tocha Matzah, is the real Choda, and everything else is really a Rishus, etc. In any case, what emerges from all these psukim is two things. Three things. Number one, a very strong emphasis on the role of matzah, the characterization of b'chag as chag matzah. Number one. Number two, in some psukim more than others, but in some psukim it's even direct and explicit. Others it's just a little more suggestive or oblique. But if you read many psukim, that there's a relationship between the mitzvah of matzah and the isur of chametz. And thirdly, this interesting anomaly or curiosity that the Torah seems to be constantly formulating the mitzvah of matzah in terms of 7 days rather than one of other ample hints to allow the Torah Shabbat Peh to determine that in fact the mitzvah is only one day. Here, to this is another question. That is, again, or another ha'ara. Number one, that the Boya Pesach Matzos and Mara, the only one of these that is independent and also unrelated to, or dependent also of, the Beis HaMikdash, of course, is Matzah. It's a Matzah Sumerum Yachluhu, but the Daraisa of Morrow is only Bezman Abayis, and of course, Korban Pesach is limited in that way as well. And then just add another question, I doubt if I'll get to some of these things tonight, or whatever, at least raise some of the questions. There is, of course, a Machlokas Rishonim, partially, undoubtedly, due to the psukim that I mentioned before. That's whether there is at least a kiyum mitzvah. Everybody agrees that there's a kiyum mitzvah only on the Erev Tocha Matzah, the first kezayis matzah that you eat on the night of Pesach. But this is Machlokes Rishonim, whether there is not at least a kiyum mitzvah on the entire period to eat matzah. Position of the Chizkuni, some of the other Balei Tosis, especially Balei Tosis, basically Perushim al Torah. Recent years they've started publishing some of them, and there it's evident that there are a number of such positions in the Balei Tosis. And of course this is well known in terms of the Achronim as the position of the Gra, who also argued that there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah the entire period. Of course, if indeed there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah the entire period, so on the one hand that helps us because we know where it comes from. It comes from the otherwise peculiar formulation of the Torah Shabbat itself. On the other hand, it raises another question, and that is the comparison to Sukkah. Question which the Baal Mor, not only Shalom Meis, but it's known famously as the Baal Mor's question in Sukkah, in the second parak, where the question was raised, after all, Tezvav, Tezvav, the Chiv Mitzvah of both Achila Smatza and Achila B'tocha Sukkah are actually kezayis, the first kezayis, or some people say the first kevetza, but it was the first achila of each of these yamim tovim. That's derived from the gzeiros hapasul that links them tetzvah tetzvah. And yet, when it comes to sukkos, we know the halacha that every time you, even though he buy achil, or he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah, but when he eats a serious meal, he has to go into the sukkah, and in that situation, although perhaps there's no chiyuv, but there's at least a chiyuv mitzvah. Everybody, all the shalom, will admit that at least there's a chiyuv mitzvah. And yet, when engaged in that mitzvah, one is obligated to make the bracha, right? Because we know leisha basukkah. Why do we not have a similar obligation with respect to achilas matzah kol shiva? Of course, this is a particularly important question. If you take the view that matzah really is a kiyum kol shiva, why there is this bracha on the kiyum of sukkah, again, is a discussion. When you're shown different answers are given, doesn't interest me at the moment. But why there is not a comparable bracha for matzah, especially according to the Chizkuni, the Bali Tosfos, and the Gra, is something which should concern us, which may say something about the nature, again, of this 7-day period and of the kiyum. Even according to these Rishonim and Poskim. What I would like to do is at least try to track the relationship between chametz and matzah halachically a little bit through some of the Gemaras and Rishonim, and then if I have more time, then maybe I'll try to do more with it than that. Let's see what we can derive from this. The truth is that the relationship between chametz and matzah, as I said, is not just one which is established in the Torah Shebichtav. And it's one which has important halachic implications as well. And what's interesting about it is that we find the link in two directions. We find evidence, at least initially, it's questionable whether any of it is retained with matzkana, that isur chametz rather is linked to the mitzvah of matzah, and we find much more evidence in the other direction, that matzah is connected to the isur chametz. In what way do we find that chametz is linked with or dependent upon matzah? So we find it in at least three gemaras. And it's interesting that these three gemaras represent the full range, or at least represent a range of types of halachas. The first halacha has to do with the gavra, hamechuyav. Who is obligated in the mitzvah of matzah and in the isur of chametz? So the Gemara here in Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph tells us the following. Discussing the pasuk Kol Machmetzas V'Nichrusa, Kol Machmetzas Socheilu V'Nichrusa. So the Gemara again, different context, says that the word Kol perhaps Hahumi Boyle L'Rabos Es HaNashim. But the word Kol teaches you that Nashim are also prohibited in the isur of chametz. The Gemara says, really? Nashim Adrav Yudam Alad Nafka. Nashim are included in the Isur of Chametz because of the broad principle of Rav Yudam Alad, who said, Dama Rav Yudam Alad, the Chayin Tanah Dabei Rabbi Shema, Amar Kra, Isha Isha Ki Yasin Mikol Chatas Adam, Isha Isha, and it's Kol Chatas Adam. What does this tell us? That Ha'adam, that Rav Hishva Kasav Isha Isha Nepal Onshin Shebetal. When it comes to Averos, when it comes to Isurim, there's an absolute equation between Ish the Isha. Only in the category of Mitzaseh, where we have the principle of Mitzaseh, Zman Grama, the Nashim Petura, so that there's a discrepancy between Anashim and Nashim. But when it comes to Isurim, they're equivalent. So why do you need a pasuk to teach you, call, to teach you that women are included in the Isur of Chametz? They're included in the Isur of Chametz simply by virtue of the fact that it's a law like any other law, and they're included in all law. The Gemara says the following: It's true. So kedai b'chamina hol v'ksiv lo tochal lo chametz shivas yamim tochal lo matzos kol sheishnu b'kumachol matzah yishnu bal tochal chametz. The hami nashi hol v'lisnai b'kumachol matzah the havel mitzvahs man gama ema bal tochal chametz nami v'lisnai hamashmala. So the Gemara says something remarkable. The Gemara says that we would have had a havamin if not for this gzeiros hakasuv of kol that nashim would not be included in the Isur of Chametz. Imagine that. Women would not have the Isur Chametz for Pesach. Why? Since they're not included in the Chi of Matzah for the reason of Mitzaseh Shazman Grama, so Mimela, they would be excluded from the obligation
from the prohibition, rather, of chametz as well. Now, of course, that is a rather remarkable havamina. Indeed, Tosfos HaLatar asks, Teimelari, Techasoka Daitech Lemidrashachim. How could you even consider or countenance such a possibility? Adirabba, Ipcha Yesh Lidrosh, Luchoma Makshila. If anything, shouldn't we take it in the other direction? And in fact, later on the Gemara does. Namely, if you're going to equate chametz and matzah, so assume that whoever's included in the Yisr chametz is included in the Yisr, is included in the obligation, rather, of matzah, the chumra. Don't assume that just because somebody's pturos, or ptura the matzah, that therefore they're not included in the prohibition in the Yisr of chametz either. Why should you go in this direction? I would just add that the halamina is even more striking according to the Chachmei Tzarfa. As if you take the view that general necessities man grama nashim pturos, and also the dat mevarchos, and this is a big and as well, if by that you take it to mean that nashim are excluded, that they're muftos, that they have no kiyum in necessities man grama, so then at least it's still peculiar. It's still peculiar, as Tosis asks, but then at least one could say that women have no connection to matzah. Since they have no connection to matzah, so they don't have any connection to chametz either, because these two are inextricably linked together, and they go together, even in this direction, even the kukul. Especially if you take the position of the Balei Tosfos, Chachmei Tzarfa, to argue that there is a bracha, and even if you take the position of Chachmei Sfarad, but to interpret their view to be conveying simply the idea that the bracha depends on the chiyuv, not that nashim are excluded from the kiyuv. But any position which will admit that nashim are included in the kiyum mitzvah, any such position would be very, very hard pressed to explain that just because there's no absolute chiyuv, there's no isa. After all, without mufta mi parshas matzah, that presumably if they decide to partake, they will be mekayim a mitzvah. So there'll be a kiyum mitzvah, but there won't be an isa chametz. Or is all of this predicated on the fact that it's a havamina which is nidcha? In other words, havamina only makes sense also if you take the view of the sensation of man grama as being one which implies a hafka gemura. But so that didn't last very long in the Gemara anyway. When the Gemara rejected it, don't reject it perhaps for other reasons, right? Because of the Xeris HaKasuv. So maybe part of the process was to overturn this perspective with regard to the sensation of man grama as well. It's possible. But there's nothing in the Shaka Vitalia that has anything to do with the broader issue of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama that would imply that or signify that. Unless you simply want to argue that if you're the impact of being excluded from the Chiyuv also excludes you from the prohibition in this particular case, it cannot be that there's a Chiyuv. But again, then you'd be hard-pressed to explain why this Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, since it starts out with that, should be any different than any other Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. So I just want to point out that this Havamina is very, very striking, A, because it implies, as Tosfos points out, that you would make this kind of a Hekesh Lekula, not Lechumra, and B, according to those Rishonim, Chachmei Tzarfat certainly, and even, maybe even Chachmei Sfarad on the other side of things, depending on how they understand the Shita of Bracha, if there is a Kiyum, then the idea that there is no Isor is even more sensational. To what extent, when the Gemara then turns around and rejects this, Gemara says they have Kol, and the Kol teaches you that women are included in the Isur of Chametz. So does that break this connection between Chametz and Matzah, at least in this direction? Or is it simply telling us that we're not going to push it that far? Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama is only a Ptur, right? It is a, it's not a Hafkah. Or for whatever reason, this is an exception to that rule. But the idea that there's a relationship, and even in this direction there's a relationship, between chametz and matzah, namely, that anyone who's not included, never mind in the kiyum, in the chiyuv, anybody not obligated, is also not katzer, in terms of chametz, maybe on some level that remains. We'll see it maybe in the continuation. We have a similar manifestation with regard not only to the gavra, I don't mean the gavra, using the gavra in a broader sense, obviously, people, the gavra here excludes or relates to nashim. But we have a similar manifestation of this relationship in this direction with regard to the cheftza. Not just the cheftza, but even more specifically, the detail or the method of preparation, perhaps one might argue, of the cheftza. Now here in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hayyim and Aleph discusses the problem of Isa. Shelilosha v'yayin v'shemen v'dvash. The Gemara quotes the position of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, "Sachin Lamed Hayamid Aleph." Isa Shemilah Shabiyayin V'Shem Nudvash. Ein Chayav Nalchimut Zakaris. Very important halacha. If you have a dough, right, that was nilah, she was kneaded with a K. Biyayin V'Shem Nudvash. Ein Chayav Nalchimut Zakaris. There's no Isur Kares that will result from this process. Why? So Gemara says, Yasir Rapapa Revuud Abed Rabbeshua Kamed Rab Ibi Barabin Yasir Rab Ibi Barabin Ukaminamne. Okay, he fell asleep, he dozed off. Amalei Rav Huna Bray will soon see that this was short-lived. Amalei Rav Huna Bray Rav Yashil Rav Papa, my time to Reish Lakish. So sometimes when the wrong people are sleeping, you know, you can see what can go on. Abalei Damakra, Lo Tochal Olav Chametz, the reason that Yayin Shemen Udvash cannot produce Chametz is because of the Pasuk Lo Tochal Olav Chametz, Dvarim Shemot and Midechavasa Dematza, Chayav Lachim Utzakarts. The whole in a matzah dechavaso, the havali matzah shira. It says lachemoni. This is matzah shira, so you can't use it for the kima mitzvah. If you can't use it for the kima mitzvah, then ain't chayav lachimutza karis either. Then there's no iser either. So once again, what emerges on the level of the chafetza here, but not even the min, not the type of ingredients that you can use, more specifically, like the particular way in which they were prepared, right? The process, we'll call it. So basically what we're being told is that per se, this would be something which would be physically, this would be something which would be bo l'dechimutz. But it's not going to be bo l'dechimutz because if you prepared it differently, you couldn't use it for matzah. Because anything that is not subject to achilas matzah, that is not subject to isur chametz as well. So here we have on the level of the cheftza, we have this connection in this direction as well. So Gemara asks, Eser avunu b'reidu av yishu l'rav papa, Kimchol v'gamo, what happens if he eats it shelo kederech? So the halacha is, im chametzu onesh karetz. The matzah reina notzu dechavasu the Pesach, Rashi explains, that shimchol v'mayim, eina notzu dechavasu, delav derech achilu parachila. What does it have to do with us? So the Gemara says, v'achad eina notzu dechavasu the matzah. Here's a situation, imchol v'gamo, where he can't use it l'shem matzah, and yet we say, chayav l'achimu tzakaretz. So here the Gemara is escalating this relationship even further. And the further it's escalated, the more significant it is. Because if it's a kind of a tepid, you know, obvious relationship, in other words, as we'll soon see, so you might dismiss it and discount it. But the more that it becomes specific, the more that it seems to apply where you wouldn't expect it, the more it seems that there's an inherent connection between these two categories. So basically what the Gemara seems to be saying here is not only the gavra nashi, not only the process which produces the chametz, but even the derech achila of chametz requires the parallel of a derech achilas matzah that would be yotzei dechavasa. Because here the problem isn't in the chametz, it's not in the gavra, it's not even in the process that produces this chametz for matzah. It's simply in the kiyum mitzvah and the derech achila. But that parallel, derech achila, maisa achila, whatever you want to call it, would determine a heter for chametz, a rather remarkable havamina. Of course, the Gemara isn't really a havamina, it's more of a reductio, it's a question, and by extension, a kind of reductio ad absurdum. The Gemara is saying, it's not true. If it's true, then this should happen. But the very fact that the Gemara doesn't see the chiluk between issues relating to the process and relating to the maisa achila would again seem to indicate that the shoresh, the source of this root, in all cases, is an inherent link between chametz and matzah. In any case, this stirred Ravidi, so itabru Ravidi bar Avid, literally stirred him. Amalu, he said to him, "Dar deki, hay netamid reish lakish mishim dehavelu meperos." Meperos and machmichu. I don't know whether there's a question whether he's rejecting the concept or the application, or he's saying, "How can you compare the derech achila to the talich, for the maisa, to the process that produces the chefza?" Is that what bothered him? Or simply because it was wrong? He was telling you, in peros, in peros machmitza. We don't know. If it's the latter, then the basic idea that there still may remain, or we may retain a connection between chametz and matzah, even in this direction, and even a dramatic one, may still be true. If not, then the question is whether or not it's been completely rejected, or just scaled down. This connection is also to be found
In a third context, again a different one, well, it's really a fourth if you want to count the question from the Derech HaAchila, and that is in terms of Zman. As you know, the position of Rabbi Yehuda is that Chametz is also Kodem Zman, after Chatzos. So the Gemara tells us that what is the discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara here in the Afchat Chesim at base, Pesachim. So the Gemara says, Minayin Nocha Chametz V'Sheish Shal Solomal Hashem V'Lal Sase Shenem Al Otocha Lov Chametz V'Rab Yehuda. Amar Rab Shimon V'Chiyaf Shalom Arkein. Can you say such a thing? Halo Kfanem Al Otocha Lov Chametz Shiva Asyavim Tocha Lov Matzos. So what is Rab Shimon's response to Rab Yehuda? How can you suggest that the Isur Chametz begins after Chatzos, before Yom Tov, after Achilek time? It's not yet the Zman of Matzah. But the Chetza of Chametz, or Yisur Chametz, would appear, according to Rav Shimon, is linked to the Zman of Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. So we have it with regard to Zman, with regard to people, with regard to the process, with regard to the Mitzvah Achila. Of course, again, Rav Yehuda dismisses Rav Shimon. The other cases in the Gemara, the other three, are also dismissed. We just don't know whether they're dismissed for reasons that are more peripheral, or more fundamental and more basic. Okay. If indeed there is this link, how would we understand? So obviously there are two approaches that one could take. One is to see this as a Gzeiras HaKasuv, and just simply to walk away. This is the Gzeiras HaKasuv, right? There's man, the Ika, calls man that there is a parallel Matzah, there's Chametz. But it's quite possible that the link is something else. And that is, the link is the very Mechayev. At least this perspective in the Gemara suggests that Chametz is not Asur per se. But Asur by Chametz is the neglect of the Mitzvah of Matzah, or the contrast to the Mitzvah of Matzah. And therefore, anybody, or anything, any process, any Chetzah, any person, any Derech HaAchila, right, which cannot, will not qualify for Matzah, will not qualify for Chametz as well. Of course, this works a lot better. Would work a lot better if there was a chiyuv matzah kol shiva. It's not even so bad as long as there's at least a chiyuv matzah kol shiva. Anything less than that makes this a very, very difficult position to understand. But if indeed this is what is happening here, then certainly we can understand the extent to which there is this link. Although one can accept this idea and not push it as far as some of the links imply, but certainly looking backwards, reconstructing, you can appreciate the links in light of this idea that the mechayiv of Isur Chametz is a neglect of Chiyuv Achilas Matzah. Moreover, with this we can explain the position of the Bali Tosis, both in terms of the question of Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma that we asked, as well as the question that Tosis asks. It's one of Tosis asks, if you have a Hekesh, why should you assume it's a Chol? What do we ask? But according to those we've shown him, certainly Chachmet Sofer and even the others, depending on how they understand it, if as long as Nashim are not Mufgaz, the Mitzvah Matzah, so why should... Why should they be excluded from the Isur Chametz? But if it's not just the Gzeiras HaKasuv, but it's not just some, you know, tenuous link, but the reason for the Gzeiras HaKasuv is that the Isur of Chametz per se is a neglect of the obligation of, or the possibility of, this Kiyum of Achilas Matzah, assuming that the focus is not on the Kiyum but on the Chiyum, so we understand very well. Anybody who doesn't have that Chiyum doesn't have that Isur. That doesn't exclude the fact that there might be a Kiyum. But the Isur certainly could be a function of the neglect of the Chiyuv. And from that point of view, it's not just a question of learning it L'chomer like Tosa says, because if it's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, and these are the realities that it produces, but there's no logical connection between the two, so then you could ask the question, no, it's a Gzeiras HaKasuv. Maybe it goes L'chomer, probably it goes L'chomer. But if this Gzeiras HaKasuv is understood to be saying that Chametz per se is not problematic at all, just that Chametz is the lack of opportunity, or taking the opportunity of Achilas Matzah, then of course it has to go in the direction, and only in that direction, that it fits, or at least also in that direction. The truth is that while this perspective is problematic and more echoed in Hava Minas than in anything else, the opposite perspective is far more well established. We find that there is a definite link, even the halacha, between Chametz and Matzah in the other direction. Namely, Matzah depends on the potential of Chametz. This, of course, we have again on all different levels. Mishnah Lamed Hayam Aleph tells us, Eilu Dvarim Shadim Yotzeh Bein Midei Chodasa B'Pesach, B'Chitim B'Sarim B'Kusim B'Shipim B'Shibol Yeshua,
etc. These are the five minim, and these are the minim that you can use for matzah. What's it based on? So Gemara says, "Rav Shimon Lakish, Pein Tanu Debei Abi Shmuel, Karan Lamed Heyam Aleph, Pein Tanu Debei Abi Lazar Ben Yaakov, Amar Kra, Lo Tochal of Chametz, Shiva Shem Tochal of Matzos, Dvar Maboy Midei Chimutz, Elu Yotzu Ben Midei Chavasa De Matzo, Yotzu Elu Shein Boy Midei Chimutz, Elu Midei Sirchol." So what is the Gemara saying? What is the makar for the Chameshes Aminim being the exclusive candidates for producing matzah? The fact that they are Baal Lidei Chimutz. In theory, of course, in other words, a shear on the level, a connection on the level of a chametz. The truth is that one might have argued something completely different. One might have argued matzah is a form of lechem. Lechem requires chameshes aminim. After all, chameshes aminim are the category of challah and hamotzi and brachas hamazon. So of course they're the foundation for matzah as well. It's just very fascinating that the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara operates instead with the link to and the potential for chametz. Indeed, this question of the relationship between matzah and lechem also is important to us a little bit, especially if we bypass that. It would seem that matzah's significance is due to its link to chametz, not its general status as lechem. And that's a discussion that one finds in a number of different makaros, so I'm not going to go into it now. Just mentioned just very briefly in the discussion of Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch discusses whether matzah is a form of lechem, and whether the tziruf of different minim is relevant to this question, whether the question of pasaba, or the equivalent of pasaba v'kisnin, might be connected to this particular issue, especially if you take the view that pasaba v'kisnin, two perspectives. Is it basically lechem, but it doesn't have a kviyus, and that's why hamotzi, etc., samazon, etc., or maybe it really is not lechem at all, in which case, what about a matzah equivalent to ba b'kisnin, etc.? The Kaskinuch, among others, discusses some of these issues. In any case, the Gemara is striking. What about gavras? So there we have the very end of the Gemara that we began with before. The Gemara Mem Gimel Beis began with the possibility that women would be pturos, they would be not asuros, b'chametz, because they're not included in the mitzvah of matzah, because the mitzvah of seishes mangra. Then the Gemara concludes as follows. The Gemara says, "Hashta disrabu b'hu baltocha chametz." Now that we know that women are included in the Isra of chametz, but we also know that there's this link between chametz and matzah, so now we should say the opposite. Disrabi nami lachilas matzah. Right? Kerebi dam ablazar, kablazar dam ablazar. Nashim chayavas lachilas matzah by Torah. Shenem alatocha lechametz. Kol sheishem baltocha chametz sheishem lachilas matzah. Ani mashi nami ho b'yeshem baltocha chametz sheishem b'kumachol matzah. So basically, the Gemara turns it around completely and says that because women are included in the Isur Chametz, they are now going to be included as an exception to the general principle of Mitzvah Seh Shazman Gramo. They're going to be mechuyavos, like men, in every way, so it would appear, in the Mitzvah of Matzah. So we have already the Chefza, and now we have the Gavra. But it goes even further than that. And as I indicated before, methodologically, the more mechudash, more ambitious the hekesh, the more likely it is that something more than simply shiur in some more general sense is being conveyed. Misha says here, Lamed Hamad Aleph in Psachim, that lists all the things that can and cannot be used for matzah. And one of them that cannot, avaloba tevel. Tevel cannot be used for matzah. So the Gemara Lamed Hamad Beis tells us the following. Torah Abanan Yachal Yotzar Mirei Chavasa B'Tevel Shalom Nitkan. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Tevel Shalom Nitkan. Kol Tevel Nami Halom Nitkan. That's what Tevel is. Tevel is lack of tikkun. Ela B'Tevel Shalom Nitkan Kol Tzarko. Shenit Lemenet Shem Agdolem, Nitkan Menet Shem Atzmaiser, Maitzer Rishon, Maitzer Sheni. Not our problem. How do you know that Tevel cannot be used for matzah? Talmud Lomar, Lo Tocha Olav Chametz, Mi Sheisur Mishum Batocha Olav Chametz, Yatzer Zeh, So the Gemara says something remarkable. The Gemara says that the reason that tevel cannot be used for matzah is because it doesn't carry with it an isur of chametz. And this is no longer just a shiur from the min that produces chametz and matzah, chefza, like chamesh saminit, nor is it a din in the gavra, min mechuyev, who's mechuyev in one or in the other. Now we're talking about something much more specific. Namely, something which is a chetz shel chametz chemically and physically, but it happens to be from tevuah, which is teva. So the Gemara says, what do you mean there's no yisur chametz? It gets even better. The Gemara says, v'yisur b'chametz ha'echa nazla. Where did it disappear to? What happened to the... What do you mean? It's teva, it's chametz. What happened to the yisur chametz? So the Gemara says, even though it's chametz gamur, it's not chametz gamur. What do you mean? On your permanent record, as they say, there'll be no Yisr Chametz because the principle of Ein Yisr Chal Yisr. So I ask you, because there's no Ein Yisr Chal Yisr as a technical point, doesn't mean that the chetza that you ate isn't Chametz, chemically Chametz in every sense. No one could discern the difference between the Chametz of Tevel and anything else. Not in the process that produces it, not in the taste, not in the Maisa Achila. But because of the halachic principle, Kol HaTorah Kula, you're not going to violate the Yisur Chametz. That lack of violation disqualifies this for Achilas Matzah in the flip side. But it gets a little better even. Again, the Gemara says, Apilu Teimer Abanan. Not only that, even the Abanan who say that Yisur Chametz, so basically what do you have? A Tevel, which is subject to the Yisur Chametz. Still, Misha Yisur Mishum Batoko Chametz Bilvad. Yotza zeh she'ein yisur mishum batocho chametz bilvad, hala ach mishum batocho teva. Even if you're going to violate yisur chametz, since the only issue at stake when you eat this chetza is not chametz but also tevel, something, I don't know, what is it, a deflection of our concentration on the level of yisur, to distract us? But you're violating yisur chametz. Since you don't only violate chametz, in other words, right, if it's matzah, I have to say to myself, and if I had let it become chametz, right, what would have happened? Right, I would have been involved in tevel in addition to chametz. So then it's no good as matzah. It's not no good as matzah because you're in violation of the tevel, right? But simply because you wouldn't have exclusively been in violation of the chametz on the other side. That's a remarkable, remarkable shita. Rashi, here on the Lamed Hamid basically wants to deny Halechazalei, tells us, V'amino l'kaman mishi yisur mishum baltocho chametz levado ati yotzeba l'shematza yotze mishi yesh yisur acher. Yina mi avad mitzvah babadeh. Rashi speaks about deny. That's a very big Kiddush. Ma'ad Gemara says you can't use it for matzah because of Halechazalei. Deny is not even really macholos asuros. Right? Sanya can eat deny, honey can eat deny, but it's an isur gavur to eat deny. So Rashi has two deos. What does that have to do with not being Yotze Matzah? So the second one is mitzvah baba there, but the first one is based on this line in the Gemara, that if there's anything other than chametz at stake, were you to have eaten in a state of chimutz, then you can't use it to fulfill matzah. That quote this in Rashi with regard to demand. The halakha, at least the Ramban, comes to the conclusion that adam yotze dechabasa b'teva. The Ramban says, we don't paskin that this is a case of Yisur. It is a chalvi, sir, because again, reason that food, asakas, mosif, and kola. Ramban in his perish on the spot here, in Pesachim daf lamed hayim beis, says the halacha, the Mishnah. We don't accept the halacha of the Mishnah because it's according to that mandamar. We don't accept that mandamar, so we paskin that yotzei dechavasa b'tevel the matzah shel tevel. But the Ramban in the chasam to matzah paskins ainu yotzei dechavasa matzah shel tevel. And Rishonim I'll ask, what's going on? After he doesn't pass in this Yisur Chal Yisur issue, he's like the Ramban on Yisur Chal Yisur. It's not a problem of Yisur Chal Yisur. So there are various explanations given for the Ramban. Ramban, Perish, Mishnayos, and Nedarim seems to say this is simply based on Mitzvah Bavira. The way he gets it from is questionable. But it's possible that this is an echo of the Gemara of Avamina, what the Gemara says. Afilu Temer Abanan, Mishi Yisur Mishon Bol Toch Chometz Bilvad, Yotzezesh ain't Yisur Mishon Bal Tochal Chametz Bilvad, but Af Mishon Bal Tochal Teva. Maybe we really accept this idea, although that would be problematic for another point in the Rambam that I'll get to. At least something that should be considered. So this question of Teva is a tremendously important escalation to the halacha of the relationship between the two. After all, we're dealing simply with what's at stake as an Yisur, not anything related to the Gabbah, the Chetz, the process, the Maisa, etc. The truth is that there's another issue as well. That, of course, is the problem of Meiperus. Mentioned Meiperus in one direction, that's the Gemara Lamed Hayam and Aleph, which says, Harahavamina, that the reason Meiperus, in Machmitzin, is because you can't use them, L'shem Matzah. Then the Gemara said, no, that's not the reason. The real reason is, because simply Meiperus, in Machmitzin. What about in the other direction? Do we find that some, that may peros in a situation where they would not be machmits, would also exclude the possibility of use for matzah, even aside from the consideration of lechemoni, as opposed to matzah shiur? So that is a little harder to find as a discussion in the Gemara, but it's a discussion in the Rishonim. It comes in the following way. The Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph in Pesachim says that the Gemara has a discussion here whether or not you're allowed to Yisa Shinilosh B'yayin Shem Nidvash, whether you're allowed to cook, to bake it, or bake it, I guess is the right word, on the first day or the second day. In the end, the Gemara says that on the first day you shouldn't, and the other days it's okay. The question is, this idea that you're allowed to bake matzah, this kind of matzah shira, on other days other than the first day, is that with mayim or b'li mayim? Mayim, of course, makes it more susceptible to chilus. So the rip here, Yudam Alf and Adapia rip on this Gemara, says undoubtedly, says the Bavadai the Hamas Nita, the Shemai de Mayim Ishnuya. How about the situation where the fruit, whatever it is mixed with Mayim. And even though it's mixed with Mayim, it's only the first day that you're not allowed to bake it, the other days you're allowed to. The Balamar disagrees. Balamar says, how do you know that? Now the Kasa Dagusa Dasa Ben Belisha Ben Nikita Ben Yerushim and Shayamim. Anything. Maybe the Gemara is not talking about a case of mine, but a case of without mine. What does this have to do with us? The Ramban immediately jumps in. The Rabban says it's impossible. The Rip has to be right. The Gemara has to be speaking about a situation where there's a mixture of Mayim and Mepeiros. Because the Gemara explains that why is Matzah Shira not a candidate for Matzah? Because of Lechemoni. And this is Matzah Shira. The Rabban says, but that wouldn't be true if there were not Mayim mixed in. Why? That Dayim Divrei Baal Amar Krovin, Ela Sheyesh Lerachbam, V'Lismoch Divrei Abeinu, If there's no mayim, so then the Rabban argues you can't come to chimutz because may pay with say machmitzer. So why does the Gemara need the reason you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah is because of matzah shira below lechemoni? There's a more basic reason. Kol sheinu b'chimutz eino b'matzah. Therefore, the Ramban says it must be that we're talking about a situation where there is mayim. If there is mayim, there is a potential, it's not pure peros. There is a possibility of chimutz, and therefore the Gemara needs to explain that the reason you can't use it to shei matzah is because of the problem of lechemon. So basically, what does the Ramban end up saying? That this idea that chametz defines the potential for chametz defines matzah is true. Even in terms of the process. Namely, even in terms of the process that produces, never mind the cheft. So Tosfos to the Ramban says, he's aware that this is a bit of a leap. Bim toma l'shar minin nitzricha. Says, maybe you'll say exactly our issue. Maybe you'll say the only link between chametz and matzah is in terms of the cheft to the min. Then what kind of ingredients can you use for matzah? Only the kind of ingredients that you can use that will produce chametz. But if we're not speaking about ingredients, but we're speaking about the technical process that produces the cheftza, this particular cheftza, not the ingredients, not a shear on the cheftza. Who says there's such a link? So listen to what he says. Ha'leisa, ki di'itma la'el, b'dureish lakish, z'varim she'edim yotzu ve'chadasa b'pesach, ki go matzah shira, in chayim b'nal chimu tzekares. Afa b'sheish v'mino chametz u matzah. So what does Ramban say? Ramban brings a proof from the previous Gemara. Gemara Lamed Hamad Aleph said that what? Maybe you will not fulfill the obligation. I'm sorry, maybe there will be no chametz in Meperos because you can't use it with Shei Matzah. Because of this hekesh. So Ramban says, what do you see from that Gemara? That the hekesh is not just about the cheftza. It's not just the shiur min. It has to do even with, more specifically, the parallel to the process that produces one can be the only process that produces the other. So you see from there that we can, that the hekesh is much more specific. But wasn't that rejected? Maybe it was rejected not only because the direction is wrong, but because this whole idea that the hekesh applies beyond the chafetz or the gavra, even to the process, that's wrong. So he says, no. Says, yes, that's true, but in this direction, it's a correct hekesh. Moreover, what's nidchadeel is the himcho v'gomo, which is a situation where you can have a chiyuv, an iser of chametz, even though you don't have a mitzvah of matzah. But that has to do with the actual derech achila. Maybe it wouldn't push it as far as derech achila, but the process that produces the chepza, even though that's more than the actual ingredients of the chepza, so Ramban here is very important as Isa. Let me just contrast it just for a moment. The Rambam in Parakei Hukal Schametz, I'm not going to read it because it's very late. Parakei Hukal Schametz Halacha Beis, where the Rambam says that Beli Mayim may payrolls are not machmitz. As we know. Yet in Parak Vav Hilchos Schametz Matzah Halacha Hey, the Rambam explains that some may payrolls, he explains some yes and some not, but some may payrolls can be used in Shem Mitzvah Matzah. Even though all may payrolls are not machmitz. So Lechem Mishnah Alatar says, what's going on here? How can the Rambam say that there is a matzah whose parallel would not be chametz? It's against the Hekesh. So Lechem Mishnah says exactly what the Ramban wanted to say in the Havamina but was Doche. He says, you know what? Apparently the Rambam believes that the Hekesh is limited to what? To a shear in the Chafetz. Or the Gavra. But it doesn't apply to anything as specific as the actual process that produces the chametz or the matzah. And therefore the Rambam says, it's true, may payros are not machmitz, but that doesn't mean that may payros, some may payros, not the chelev and dvash and rabbit kind, which is the Rambam's particular sheep, that is mechalek, cannot also form the basis for matzah. But the Ramban rejects this. And the Ramban's raya seems to be a strong one, namely the direction may be wrong, but the Gemara does say what it says about the relationship between chametz and matzah. So now that we're speaking about the other direction, the relationship between matzah and chametz, why shouldn't the same thing hold true? So maybe the Ramban holds hard. Maybe the Ramban believes that if the connection is that chametz is dependent upon matzah, so then the reason for that can only be, or the reason for that might even be, that the mechayev, that the iser of chametz, is the neglect of achilas matzah. Anytime you have the opportunity to take this same chetz and do a mitzvah with it, and you don't, do a mitzvah matzah, and you don't, that generates the violation of chametz. In which case, when it comes to that direction, we have to conclude that this extends beyond the chetza, beyond the gavra, even to the process, and the gemara, even out of havamina, even to the derech achim. But when it comes to the other direction, what are we going to say? That the mitzvah of matzah is the negation of chametz? Clearly matzah is a mitzvah in and of itself. Can't form it, even if it's a very tight connection between matzah and chametz, you're not going to say that the essence of the mitzvah of matzah is doing something b'derech matzah that you could do b'derech chametz as a thumb in the eye of chametz. Clearly matzah is more than that, it has a positive stance. Since that's the case, namely that you will not define the mitzvah of matzah exclusively as a negation or rejection of chametz, so therefore the Rambam might argue against the Ramban that even though when it came to the direction of matzah's impact on chametz, it goes beyond the gavra, beyond the chefta, into the process and into the maisa, but in the other direction, if we're trying to define the mitzvah of matzah, that's not simply going to be the negation of chametz. Matzah is a positive mitzvah. Okay. And what will the Ramban respond? Ramban might also agree with that. Ramban is not going to say that the mitzvah of matzah is exclusively the negation of chametz. That doesn't seem to be logical at all. But the Ramban does say is as follows. Number one, that the definition of the Chafetza and the Maisa and the Achila is defined by the potential of Chametz. And more importantly, let me focus on the second, since I only have a couple more minutes. The Ramban says something very profound. The Ramban says the reason for this link, the bridge between the two, is the mitzvah of Shmira. Ushmarte mesamatzos. If there's no Shmira menachimotz, then it's not matzah. It's not that matzah is the negation of chametz. But if you don't have the potential for chametz, then that's not matzah. The production of matzah and even the achila of matzah constitutes something meaningful precisely because it includes the component of Shmira. Of course, this is very, very striking. Because Shmira normally is viewed in negative terms. We speak about Shmira in the context of a mitzvah, we talk about guarding against something, by worrying about something. Here, with Ramban is formulating it, the Shmira turns out to be a positive component, one which defines the positive content of the mitzvah of matzah. That is surely, truly remarkable. And indeed, the idea that Lishma, again a topic which requires its own treatment, but the fact that Lishma in matzah probably revolves not around the asiyas hamatzah, but dafka the shmiras hamatzah, may work very well according to this perspective. That the shmira is not some extraneous factor, nor is the asiya unrelated to the shmira. The shmira is a positive dimension in actually producing matzah, tekiyum in the matzah itself. If you don't have this potential pitfall, and if you don't have the contrast, then there is no shmira l'shem matzah. And indeed, the lishma here is different than lishmas in Kol HaTarakula, issues of Omer HaGav, other things that demonstrate this, that the focus, at least for many Rishonim, is on the shmira rather than the asiya. Indeed, the sugya on Lamed Chesem Alef, Lamed Chesem Beis, Rikike Nazir, Vetoda, even though they're lishma, but they're not lishma l'shem shmira min ha-matzah, and as such, they perhaps do not qualify. If this is the case, then perhaps you can understand and more fully appreciate the role of matzah. Of course, you can now more fully appreciate the Torah Shebichtav and some of the issues that we began. Matzah emerges as the unique symbol of Chagamatz, as Chagamatz is the unique symbol of Pesach, precisely because of its complexity, its ambition, and the fact that it requires, reflected by the fact that it requires this kind of a process of Shmira Nachimutz as a positive to define and to generate matzah. Maor and Pesach represent two simple, clear-cut themes. Right? Pesach of Cheirus, Maor of Merirus and Avdus. Both of these are joined together and bridged on Matzah Sumorim Yochlu by matzah. Matzah has its own status, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, in addition to having a separate status, right, or having Kiyum status together on Matzah Sumorim Yochlu with the others. Indeed, matzah is characterized by its multiple theme motif. The Gemara gives three explanations for the term lechem oni. One is oni, onimal of dvarim harbe, associated with geula and simcha and halel, as Rashi explains in Pesachim Amidav Medaleh. The other one, of course, is oni, ma oni dark of the prusa, right? The idea of prusa, according to the Rambam, the prusa even extends to redefining the lechem mishnah on the night of Pesach. So there's this halel, the shevach, the simcha, there's also the oni and the oni. And then, of course, the third one is precisely Shmir Menachimutz. Comparison to Ani, to Balabayas, the Ishto, he, one is Ofer, and the other one is Masik. Exactly how the Gemara explains on Kuf Tezvav, the base of Zayinim and Aleph. The third explanation, Chashash Chimutz, is integral to the definition of Matzah. On the one hand, we have Matzah al Shum Geula, and then we have the other Girsa, al Shum Abahala, Shiyotza Misham. The Marsha explains the different girsos. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, may have each of these girsos. Al Shem Shenigalu, and Al Shem Shalispik Tzeika Mahachmitz Ad Shenigalu, which is a reflection of both the Avdus on the one hand, and the Mesirus Nefesh that accompanied it, even though they're Avadim, that kind of Mesirus Nefesh and that Bitachon to run out before the Chametz, before the Matzah had yet been baked, reflects a new stage in Klal Yisrael's development, which makes matzah, even the tzad matzah that reflects the avdus, unique. According to the Marsha, there are two dinim of matzah even in Pesach Mitzrayim. On the one hand, there was the matzah of Karban, which he argues is the matzah before Chatzos, the matzah which is routine to all Karbanos, Menachos, which are almost all Kibaros matzah. And then, of course, there was the after Chatzos, the matzah of Avdus. The Abudram emphasizes that matzah was the food that was of choice for Avadim all the years. That's the matzah shel Avdus. And then, of course, there is the matzah al shem shenigalu. In a sense, the process of matzah that requires the potential, the danger of chametz, and the shmira turned into a positive kiyum, shmiras hamatzvah, the zrizus that it implies, etc., the contrast, all of that then represents a special kiyum and reflects, in a sense, the odyssey, I don't have time to develop it now, that Klal Yisrael themselves underwent. It's matchilin b'gnus, m'saymin b'shevach. Not only to provide a context, or even a contrast, not only to establish a measure of humility, even though now you're free, you remember your humble roots, etc., but more to the point, precisely as reflected in this connection between chametz and matzah, and this requirement of ushmartin. The sense that, as the Marshal himself puts it in a different context, but in a, just an acute way, the word chametz and matzah, as he points out in the spelling, are very close to each other. One moment of neglect, if you will, or according to the Ramban, even simply a lack of shmira constitutes a basis for a matzah becoming a chametz. The line is thin between shevach and gnai. And in this sense, every time one engages in the shmartim as hamatzos, one has to realize the roots of chimutz, the potential for chimutz, overcome it, deal with it, rather than simply ignore it, just as one has to relate to the past and the degradation of avdus in that way. You don't deny your past, right? You don't try to whitewash it, right? It doesn't help, and it's also not constructive. The makom shebali tshuva omdim ein tzadikin gmurim yicholim la'amod. If a person is able to rehabilitate his past, if he's able to come to grips with what was, with the reasons for what were, and with the need for change, a change that is sophisticated and based on shmira, shmira in a positive sense, that kind of change, not eliminating the obstacles or the challenges that you do in the case of meperos, a machnitzin. You might think, what could be a better candidate for matzah? But on the contrary, that isn't what really Chagamatzos is all about. Chagamatzos is taking the threat, taking extraordinary steps to make sure it doesn't become a threat, even lishma in the shmira, but at the same time, not playing it so safe, playing it safe within the process that allows for meaningful, that reflects a meaningful kind of religious evolution, but not one which completely eliminates all of the obstacles and all of the challenges. And therefore, even if the actual mitzvah of achilas matzah, simply the erev tocha matzos, and even if that one moment is sufficient, the fact is that the entire chag is defined by that mitzvah, kol shivas hayamim. And the chimutz, which lingers on for all 7 days, reflects that motif in a very effective way. So that even though the halacha is that be'erev tocha matzos, kezayis achas yoyotze the mitzvah, the fact is that it's shivas yamin matzos tochenu. Okay, stop it.